Well, good evening.
Good evening.
It is wonderful to greet you here tonight. You are all welcome. It's an absolute blessing to see many faces I haven't seen in a while, and many faces that are brand new to me. So I welcome you and thank you for joining us in an evening filled with giving grace, praise, glory to our Lord. So please, let's start this evening with going to the Father in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we join together to give great thanksgiving and praise and glory with a joyful heart for all that you've done for us. The mercy and grace of your salvation, your plan, the gentle and loving guidance filled with blessings that lead us through our lives in a sinful world. Father, I pray that the Holy Spirit works within all your children tonight so that they may be drawn closer to you. I ask that you would touch their hearts and have them grow in your word. Reach out to others that have not heard your gospel, that have not heard your word, so that they may bring others into salvation. It's in Jesus Christ's precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I'd like to open up by going to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 16 through 18. And it says, rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In everything give thanks. Everything. That covers a lot of ground, doesn't it? And how are we to do that? Well, pray without ceasing. That's how we do that. We go to the Lord in prayer to give Him thanks. We go to Him when we are grieving. We have that relationship with Him. And for our first hymn this morning, or this evening, sorry. please join me in singing Sweet Hour of Prayer, number 640 in your hymnals.
Father's throne.
Now, I've taken this from Psalm 150, and I must admit that this wasn't included in the original program for tonight, but my six-year-old grandson found it in his mother's Bible and was so excited that he just had to share it with everyone. And it was so perfect and fitting for this evening. I'm like, okay, I got you, Lord. I know where you're coming from. So, Psalm 150, praise ye the Lord. Praise God in the sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with the stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Wonderful words. And the reason we gather here this evening, Thanksgiving just a few days away. Thanksgiving, a religious holiday. Even if some people, including a few Christians, may not see it that way. But if the Lord is not the focus during this time, then who exactly are we thanking on Thanksgiving? Mm-hmm. Everything we have is from God, including each other. We don't have much to be thankful for. The opportunity of God's gift of salvation and the atonement of our sins through the blood of our Savior, Jesus Christ. He is not only our Creator, he is our Counselor, our Comforter, our Provider, and so much more. He truly gives us reason to sing and praise him. And I would like to invite the choir from West Stephentown Baptist Church to come forward and do something they've prepared.
As you can see by the title, we'll be singing scripture this evening, and we'd like to make this a congregational song, so that's why you have the insert in your bulletin, and you'll catch on. We're going to sing it twice, but as you catch on, please join, and we'll fill this place with singing, all right?
Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah.
Yeah, let's go. One more time.
small segments and often very sporadic. My testimony for tonight. Just over 2 years ago, there was a period of time where I felt compelled to look for so much more. And I was drawn to try and find some college courses to take to really enhance my learning. And I hadn't told anybody what I wanted to do. And me and my wife were on a short vacation, and I talked to her first about it to see what she thought. She supported the idea and thought it would be nice. And as soon as we got back home, we were going to start looking at different colleges online and whatnot, and try and prepare and see what was out there. And the moment I got home, I received a phone call about a new program that was started in a local church. It was a satellite program for a college called Faith Bible Institute. I am so grateful that the Holy Spirit guided me and directed me. It is probably hands down the best experience I've had. And it wasn't my idea. It was the Holy Spirit's. It was God's. And right in the middle of finals for this semester, and praise the Lord, I've received so much from it. And forever grateful. And sometimes, you know, we hear the direction, but we don't recognize that direction. And I'm forever grateful for the Holy Spirit making me know, understand the direction to go. Praise the Lord. Now, if the Spirit moves you and you have something you'd like to share, some testimony, things that you're grateful for, how the Lord has affected your life. This is the time and opportunity. Please do not be shy. Ms. Trey?
Unfortunately, I had to officiate a funeral this afternoon, and in preparing for it, I spoke with a family, and they alluded to there might be a family member that would sing at some point in the service. And when I over there during the wake, I inquired if this family member had been present and was going to sing, and they directed me to this lady and her brother. And right before the close of the service, they both came up to sing Amazing Grace. But it turns out she's a believer from South Carolina, and she shared some great stuff, and it was just a blessing. And she and her brother were the only family members who shared any remembrances. And it was just very special, completely orchestrated by God. And we were just blessed to see how the Lord worked in that circumstance. Also, I want to thank the Lord for our 11th grandchild that is come this year. So we're blessed many times over.
Praise God. Tim?
So a lot of you don't know me, but and I'm not from this church, but a couple months prior, I gave my life to the Lord, and I just am so grateful and thankful that He gave me the opportunity to reach me and for me to hear His voice. And I'm just so thankful and I'm excited for the life that He has in store for me. While I may not know what that life is quite yet, I know that God's placed a call on my heart for love, because that's the God that we believe in. And again, as an act of devotion, I come to church every Sunday, and I'm giving my life to Christ. And in a few months from now, I'm going to be doing a mission in a different country. And again, I'm just so thankful that we get the opportunity to live in a place where we're not discriminated against as much as other places, and we have the opportunity to express our faith openly. And so I want to share that faith with other individuals, and I don't want to just keep it in. I think that's very important for us as believers in a place where we have safety to give that comfort and that love of our God to other people where they're not safe. So I'm just so thankful that, again, my God and our God has given an opportunity to all of us to love Him. And it's an extraordinary life that He wants us all to have as long as we follow His plan and ask Him what He wants for us.
Thank you, Tim. And you will definitely be in our prayers.
I guess I'll be standing up if you don't mind.
Sure.
My name is Pastor George Haddon. I'm pastor right down the road in First Bible Baptist in West Sand Lake. But most of you know us as West Sand Lake Baptist Church, that most people call us. But I just want you to know that I'm grateful for your brother here, Brother Ross. He called me up and said, Pastor, we'd like you to come and bring some of your people. Well, I'm the only one to show, but I just want to say I'm grateful for you. I'm grateful for this church. And as I sit here, I am so excited that there is a church close by that loves the Lord and wants to serve the Lord. And I want you to know, Brother Russ, that I pray for you, and I pray for the church every day, that God would give you the right pastor for this church. And I just want to say this to you, it sounds like you're doing pretty good here yourself. So I pray that God's will is done here. And we need to realize that whatever church we belong to, we're part of the body of Christ.
That's right.
And we need each other. We need to work with each other. And we don't need to fight amongst each other. We need to fight the devil. Amen.
Amen.
And the verse that I'm thinking about, because I can't believe it, but I've been pastoring down the street now. I can almost throw a rock and hit my house. But for 18 years, I've been a pastor. And how I've done it is I get on my knees every day and I walk with God. I pray every day. You know, you say, Pastor, why do people fall? Because they're not in the Word. Yeah. They don't pray. They don't walk with God. And you have to fight for your relationship with God. And you need to give God thanks. Like I heard you say tonight, you need to give God thanks in the good times and the bad times. Thank God for what He's doing in everything. Mm-hmm. So I thank God for Sand Lake Baptist Church, and we're praying for you every day. You're on our prayer list, and we're praying that God's will be done.
Thank you, Pastor. Yes, sir.
I have recently become stronger with God, and there are some situations in my life that have caused me to repent, turn to God for forgiveness. However, within the past couple months, I felt God urging me to give 180. And in doing that, I feel compelled to serve the Lord, to bring Him glory, bring Him recognition to non-believers, to have God use me as His tool to bring others to Him. And I really am confident that He will guide me to take the right path, to do the right things, and really, truly make me His servant. And I just wanted to express that.
Thank you. It's a good message to listen to the Holy Spirit and go as He directs you. Amen. Yes, Gary?
I'm one of the sheep that Jesus left the flock to come after. And for a whole while, I thought I could outrun him. He can't. Tonight will be a good reminder for everyone here that at one point in time, Jesus had to come running after you, and He caught you too. And praise God for it.
Praise the Lord.
of my life where I helped people that really needed help, physically and probably mentally too. But most of all, he helped me learn how to stand up for him, not myself.
Praise God. As we check, oh, go ahead. Joe?
Yeah, I don't have a question, but just a word of encouragement, reminder. With Thanksgiving just being a couple of days away, you know, being an actual holiday, everyone's thankful, which is what they should be. But I just want to remind you, we're Christian. We're all Christians, okay? So, the essence of theology, which is very important to all of us. That's our life study of theology. The essence of theology is grace. Okay? And the ethics of theology is gratitude. For the Christian, and the Christian life is all about grace and gratitude. We should be grateful every day, 365 days, not just on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Grace and gratitude.
Thank you, Joe. As we turn to Scripture, I look to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Verses 12 through 14. It seems very fitting for a night like tonight. For as the body is one, and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit we are all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink in one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. And we have many guests here tonight. And that was on purpose, and with purpose. But none here are truly guests, especially in God's eyes. We are all one in the body of Christ. The Lord's church is so much bigger than Sand Lake, West Steventown, etc. And although I would have loved to invite the whole world, we would have a seating problem if I did. There's never enough of that. The point, of course, is to gather in his name to glorify God. We are to keep a constant remembrance of Christ until his return. And what a glorious time that will be. After the judgment, all who remain will be 100% united believers in Christ. Believers in the kingdom. And that would be my lead-in for Wes Steventown's second song, if they would join us. They prepared a song called Sing to the King.
Bye.
currently live in a very wickedly sinful world, but thankfully, it's only a temporary residence for us. We look into the book of John, chapter 14, verses 1 and 2. We read, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you." From a sinful world to a glorious mansion. What a blessing our Savior has promised us. Gary and Joyce have been preparing a song for us, Mansion Over the Hilltop.
Him happy.
What is God's greatest desire? If we are true and sincere about being grateful to God for everything he has done and everything he's going to do for us, then isn't that a pertinent question to ask? What can we do to give God happiness and joy? Happiness and joy that, like he gives us. There is a way. And Jesus shares that in his scripture. In Matthew chapter 22, verses 36 through 40, Jesus is asked, "Master, which is the great commandment in the law?" Jesus said unto him, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." You know, we love our children. And when we see them in their loving fellowship of play, and we experience the love that they have for us, does that not bring us happiness and joy? God made man in his own image. We are his children. So it's not a very big stretch to understand the happiness that we can give God by loving him and each other. Now, during the service, we've acknowledged who God is, and we are grateful for his glorious provisions and protection. We praise him and give him thanks through testimony and prayer. And when we gather into the fellowship hall after service, the opportunity to glorify him continues. When we say goodbye to each other tonight and go about our ways, the opportunity to glorify him still continues. You keep the love in your heart for him and others. Show our Father how grateful you are. Retain that love in your heart and give him the joy that a father can only receive from his children. Our Father is patient. Our Father is forgiving. Our Father is love. Our Father is great. Please join with me in singing our final hymn, "How Great Thou Art."
Consider all the world's eyes.
Thank you so much for all the blessings that you give all of us. And Lord, I pray that the Holy Spirit moves everyone in this room. I ask, Lord, that you give a blessing to everyone here who have come here to glorify your name, to praise you, and show the true love that they have for such a wonderful Father, for such a wonderful God.